Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. I am G.R. Mobley. This is an educational grassroots program focused on uniting and leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And welcome back. We have a lot to go through because it's marketing time. And those of you who understand what marketing time is, this is where we kind of go through the news and identify what the heck's going on, things that you're not hearing about, or perspectives you may not be seeing. But the real question is, what is it going to take to get you to get involved? We can't, you know, as a matter of fact, I've seen memes already that are saying, you know, you might as well forget trying to wake people up, because if they're not awake by now, then they're so hard asleep that by the time they do wake up, when their lives are being torn apart, they're going to say, what happened? How come somebody didn't say something? And there's some truth to that. I believe that apathy is one of the best ways, or probably the key factor, that the Antichrist and, you know, these things that are going to lead into Armageddon are why it leads into Armageddon, because people are just apathetic. They're just going, oh, well, you know, what can I do? It's not that bad. It's an indictment. This is an indictment. And we see other countries, Belgrade, we see, you know, the turnout of mass revolts in some of these other countries that are putting America to shame. Unless you want to look at the Antifa. I mean, Antifa seems to be getting a good showing. Are we really that too gray-haired to actually do something? Now, what we want you to do is we want you to learn to use the Constitution as your weapon instead of doing what Antifa does, because Antifa is just trying to change the sentiments. But if we recognize that we're not listening anymore, and we understand what we should be doing, and what they're doing is not what they should be doing. And as a matter of fact, if we recognize it as a tool, anarchy is a tool for communism, because the people that are watching it that don't know any better go, oh, government's got to step in and take control. Well, what is communism? Government taking control. And so that's why anarchy becomes the tool for communism. Anyway, you're listening to the only show that gives you the academic evidence-based solutions and the academic evidence and how we got here. Reverse that. And the show is also sponsored by Republic Review. Reverse that. How's that? We gave you these free Constitution classes. If you didn't mark it, you should mark the date from September 17th. To last Friday. That was the bookends, or that was the series, the episodes that covered the Constitution in detail with the little rants, you know, monologues and so forth. I tried to keep that down. I tried to get through the Constitution. So if you're looking for free classes in addition to that, a good friend of mine, Keith Broders, he has free Constitution classes. And these are kind of interesting classes. He's a very well-versed, I mean, he's been teaching the Constitution for a long time, and his website is constitutioneducation.us. So go there. If you know people that need and you can't get them to listen, then send them the link to the constitutioneducation.us. It's kind of interesting. It'll challenge you. I mean, one of the things he has for learning is he'll show you a sentence in the Constitution, and he takes a word out, and he goes, what word is missing? And then you have to figure that out. And it forces you to go read that sentence and then figure out exactly what's missing so that you can actually insert that. Anyway, I think it's very fascinating, some of the things he's come up with in forcing people to kind of read, reread, pay very particular attention to the sentence and so forth. Anyway, Timber Nation, I highly recommend, and these guys are getting slammed with business, so I, and as a matter of fact, I know that because their supplies are local, they're not being affected by the supply chain shortage. So if you're looking for maybe some furnishings, or you want to get something for somebody for Christmas or something like that, then go to Timber Nation, get it in now, because they're about 2 months out of being able to provide you that custom-made furniture. So get in there now so that you can so you can get that, because the owner, I was talking to the owner last week, and he said, hey, you know, you can kind of cut back on the endorsements. And I go, okay, well, I'm not going to do that. But, you know, we want you to just keep on plugging away. And if you have to grow, then grow a little. But anyway, he's loving it. It's been a long time since he's had this kind of business, but it's good. This is all good. Now, radio dust covers, I have not talked to the owner of Radio Dust Covers in a little while. Maybe I should, but if you need something to protect, you know, your sensitive electronics, like your studio gear or your, you know, high-end audio or your ham radio, something that you may not use all the time, but, you know, you got dogs or you live in a dusty area because it's just dry, RadioDustCovers.com. Now, Red Pill Expo is less than a month away, and I am going to be having the conversation in literally this week. And as soon as I have that conversation, I will let you know whether I'm going to be there or whether we're going to do this virtual. And I'm kind of going down the path of virtual because the medication I'm on has really compromised my immune system. And so I don't necessarily want to get out and even get exposed to a cold or any type of virus, because it could be a very arduous process, if not possibly fatal. So anyway, I'd rather avoid those types of things if at all possible. I mean, I'm pretty recluse anyway, just due to the fact that what I'm doing, I don't like, you know, don't want to necessarily put myself out there so I become a target. And that's literally because if you understand Republic Review, if you understand what we're doing, this is it. This is the end to the globalist grasp on America. This actually takes America, breaks the chains, breaks all the strings, it breaks our debt, it does everything. Republic Review will literally solve our problems, especially when we start going down that path. Because once the states step up, there's nothing anybody in the world can do other than think that they can attack us. Because I'm going to tell you, the best thing for the United States is that they start attacking the states. Why? Because all the other states that were on the fence, you know, maybe a little indifferent, they would come to joining in the process of Republic Review. And they would be sold on this, because then they would realize that this is the real deal. Because, you know, how can, you know, fixing our government be a threat to anybody other than the globalists and what the globalists are trying to do? This would be a big wake-up call if we were attacked. And that's why when they take somebody down, when the Clintons took somebody down, it always looked like an accident. I mean, Borda, Admiral Borda, he committed suicide? Sure. As a matter of fact, I personally know people that was working in his office that said, there's no way. There is no way that man committed suicide. Anyway, it's what these guys know and what they were exposed to that makes them a liability. That's why they just go away in the Italian sense, if you know what I mean. Anyway, you want to get your legislators down to Red Pill Expo, or you want them to sign up for the free streaming. They have to reach out and say, hey, I'm a state legislator, and I can't make it, but I would like to go to, or I'd like to get the streaming so I can get involved, you know, on Saturday and on Sunday. And that way they can get involved by signing up and doing the streaming. So without any further ado, I think it is marketing time. I mean, there's plenty of other things I can probably get into, but I will just start off with some of the things that I want to keep fresh in your mind. First off, before we get into the marketing. First Amendment petitions is one of the strongest tools that we have available. And what I mean by the strongest tool we have, if you're tired of the rhinos, if you're tired of, because they're the problem in your government, you've got to get rid of them. They may be really nice people. I know, you know, Maycumber, Short, and Croats, the representatives in my legislative district, which is a huge legislative district, they're milquetoast. They're rhinos. They're absolutely worthless. They're doing nothing for our Constitution. And it's the same thing with CMR, Kathy McMorris Rodgers. She is terrible. She does not represent this congressional district, which is a very dark red congressional district. We've got to start getting rid of them. And in some cases, we're better off with Kathy McMorris Rodgers because the counties have failed. The county Republican parties have failed. And so we're better off just going down the path of electing in a dark red county. We're better off electing the Democrat because then it sends the message to the county leadership, this county central committees of the seven counties or whatever it is for her congressional district, and says, you know what? We're tired of your failing. Either you find somebody or you're going to be living with a Democrat representative, because that Democrat representative, at least we know we've got a Democrat, because it has a Democrat label next to it. With Kathy McMorris Rodgers, everybody thinks that R stands for Republican. And it don't. It's Rhino. Anyway, we're obviously at a break. We will be right back after this. Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our Republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to ReclaimingTheRepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the republic review model on ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how republic review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Friends, if you have any questions or comments, we have our 24-hour comment line at 425-270-5416.
Okay, so common law grand juries, what we want to do, and I've asked the common law lawyer, Brent Allen Winters, to give us a distilled layout of the common law grand jury and how to form one, just to, you know, to paint by numbers, make it really simple, a bullet, you know, or an outline type of breakdown. So hopefully we'll be getting that. And if not, I'm going to have to dive into this myself and pull up the books and kind of go through this. But anyway, because it is another important tool that you can start using, especially red states can start using in restoring our common law system. Anyway, the push for Republic Review has grown a lot more than I thought. And so we have a few more states that have kind of started moving, you know, and actually have some movement. And we got blue state movement. And so what I'm not going to do is I don't want to perturb these little fires, these campfires that we've got started in a lot of these states. So what I would rather do is if you want to know what's going on in your state, then send me an email. Give us a call. We have that call-in line, right? 425-270-5416. Just give me a pseudonym. If you don't want to give me your name, that's fine. I get it. I'm the same way. And so give me a pseudonym and how I can get a hold of you if the phone number you're calling from happens to be a payphone. And, you know, does anybody know what a payphone is anymore? But anyway, we'll get back to you. We will let you know. We'll have a conversation or send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. And I will let you know what's going on in your state and who you can begin working with. Okay? Because there is movement and there's significant movement with leadership in a lot of states or in some states, but we actually have some ground movement with grassroots efforts. And that's, that's thanks to the NLA and thanks to the Constitution Party. So anyway, some more things that we kind of think that it's really important to talk about. And I think I mentioned this before that, you know, and I actually mentioned this before. I mentioned this probably more than I should, actually, because I've been telling you since 2013 that the signs that we see, things that are going on, are adding up more and more to what is being mentioned or what John mentions in his book, Revelations. And so I'm just telling you, folks, it's going to get bad. I know a lot of people, there's a lot of people that are waiting for the rapture. And so I'm not one of those that believes that the rapture is before the tribulation. I do believe that people will be caught up, because it says right there in Matthew 24 that people will get caught up. But it says that for the elect's sake, because the elect are those who will be caught up, the tribulation will be shortened for their sake. And so I have a conflict with the people that think that the caught up happens before the tribulation. And so I think we'll find out. But if I'm right, they're going to have a real wake-up call. Oh, man, I'm not prepared for this. I was banked on, you know, I was banking on not being here. So, people, be a Boy Scout. Be prepared for everything. Always have plan B, C, and D. Anyway, we know that voter fraud is a huge problem. And as a matter of fact, it is so rampant, we have seen California flip again, even though we've all seen what happened in the 2020 election on the Governor Newsom recall. We actually saw votes change right before our eyes that went from Larry Elder to Newsom. And what the hell happened? How did that happen? How did they let that slip? Well, voter fraud is just rampant. So corruption in our government and in our society is rampant. The supply chain crisis has got to be a wake-up call for everybody. And as a matter of fact, when you really look at this, the supply chain breakup, I mean, you thought things were bad when all of a sudden we were locked down for several months. Most of the states were locked down. And all of a sudden, you know, our food supply started, you know, dwindling. And the first thing that was gone was toilet paper and other basic supplies. And so we're going, huh, okay, so that was bad. But what's going to happen now when the major supply chain, or those who are moving it? And by the way, who moves the world's commerce? Who do you know who Costco is? COSCO. That's what's on the side of all of these container ships out there. Almost every piece of freight that is shipped in the world is on a Costco ship. And guess who owns that? Yeah, the Communist Chinese Party. The Chinese Communist Party. Sorry, got that mixed up. So the bottom line is, do you think that this is just an accident, that we can't move commerce? Or do you think there's some duplicity, or I should say, there's some collusion between the Chinese Communist Party's, you know, influence in American politics, American unions, and so forth, to create such inefficiency that these ships are so slow to getting into our harbor that they're just anchoring out? Do you think that these people on these ships knew that they were going to be sitting there? Well, the question is, why is it we're not hearing about a crisis on these ships where these ships are either turning around or something, saying, hey, you know, we don't have enough food and water for all of this, you know, delay? Well, we're not hearing that. And what we're seeing is we will be starved for basic and essential supplies. Do you know which containers on which ships are the urgent things that we need? Those manifests are probably controlled and kept by Costco, or I should say the Chinese Communist Party. They had a goal that by 2030, they would be able to control the world. Well, you know, nobody was alarmed with this. I remember reading and hearing about this strategy and discussing this strategy in detail at the end of the 90s and the early 2000s. Hello, it's almost 2030, and it looks like they've practically met their goal. The one thing that we have going for us is their sustainability of this dominance and control. Because why? They're capitulating right now as we speak because they've instituted the one child. They have more work that's going to need to be done, and they don't have the people to do it. Oh, well, that's okay. If they obtain their dominance fast enough, then they can enslave people to bring them in to do it, because they've already put in place the mechanisms of monitoring the Big Brother and everything else to control people. Isn't that great? They thought of everything. Anyway, so the invasion, and what I'm doing is I'm going through what I would call the signs, right? The invasion, this mass chaos of people being brought into the United States, and actually this migration of Mohammedans throughout Europe, that started in the 90s. And it created all sorts of geopolitical issues. Were they wars or rumors of wars that were going on? What's going on in, you know, these civil wars? Almost every state, Germany is at the precipice of a civil war. We can see in some of the Scandinavian states that they're at the precipice, if not already engaged in a civil war, because they have a lot less population and the Mohammedans are overrunning them. And now they're going, what the heck did we do? Why did we allow this to happen? And they're sending out warning cries to the United States and everywhere else. Don't let this happen. So this invasion that we're seeing here in America, and the way everybody has mislabeled it for three decades as an immigration crisis, as a matter of fact, I'm going to ask you, those of you who love Hillsdale College because they're so abreast with the Constitution and current events, go to InPrimus. You can actually get their digital InPrimus, their articles that they email digitally. And you can actually go to InPrimus and look up the latest that I just received, because I just tore it up, The Disaster at Our Southern Border. And since you have it digitally, here's the advantage. You can search that entire document for the word invasion. And you'll notice they make no mention to it. There's a reason why. Either they're illiterate, or they're a part of the controlled opposition. They don't want you to start connecting the dots. Because what if you read the Constitution, invasion is actually in there a couple times. I know it's in Article 1, Section 8, Subsection 15, and it's in Article 4, Section 4. and you connect those dots, then you realize that the Constitution is not being followed. That's one of the reasons why, and I'm working on it. There's a lot of work involved in this petition, but I'm working on a petition that will actually demand that your county commissioners get engaged in demanding that the state leadership, both the legislature, the governor, as well as the attorney general, demand an end to this invasion and protect them and get the invaders that are in their state out and back to where they belong. Anyway, and as a matter of fact, when we come back, I'm going to give you a little history on this. So all I'm doing right now is I'm just trying to give you these signs because I've said this before we get into the marketing. So forgive me. This may seem like a long monologue, but I think this is all relevant, and it's relevant in how it's affecting us. And this is the wake-up call. Anyway, we will be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much.
If you run a business or an organization, you already know email is an essential tool for communicating. If you're interested in reducing your overhead and increasing your productivity, I personally recommend you look into AdLocal email marketing services. AdLocal has a special offer for my listeners with email services that start at $10 a month for your first 1,000 addresses. If you want to increase customer retention, grow your market presence, track your statistics, and improve your engagement with your customers with modern, elegant emails that express the personality of your business with emails that integrate with your website, you need to contact AdLocal, and they handle the rest. Take it from me. AdLocal offers the best solutions for all organization sizes, and they lead with their pricing and the 24-hour customer service. Folks, it's time to call AdLocal at 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com.
To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath even though we're not required to take it because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
Don't forget, you can call our 24-hour comment line to ask a question or to speak on any topic. Dial 425-270-5416.
Okay, so let me go back on this last promo, businesses and businesses supporting the Constitution, because it just hurts my head that we have a Constitution Party that says we don't want them to contribute to the Constitution Party. You know, when you see Mike Lindell and you see some businesses that are waking up and they're going, you know, we've got to do everything we possibly can to protect a, you know, fair market space so that we all have an equal playing field so that nobody gets a governmental advantage over anybody else. And the fact is that when you can't and you won't let them come in to help you, then you're tying their hands. So these are good people that want to get involved as long as it's very clear that it is stipulated that there's nothing they will get in expectations by contributing to the Constitution Party. The Constitution Party thanks them, but they're not going to try to use, you know, they'll allow people to use money as influence for political favors. It is strictly financial support to get full compliance to the Constitution. I have no problem with that, and I have a problem with the fact that the Constitution Party is tying their hands. It hurts my head. that's one of the few little things that, and I know they have a National Central Committee coming up, and I'll bet you it won't come up. And that's maybe one of the reasons why they don't want me there. I was there last November, and I appreciate the fact that they had me there. And I know they have these central committees more often than once a year, but the fact of the matter is, they, you know, they've had a year since I, and I don't want to say I poked them in the eye, but I pointed out things that they should be doing that would make them more constitutional, put them at the top of the mountain. You know, once you're at the top of the mountain, you have all the strategic advantage politically. Politically, you kill all other parties because you're standing on the Constitution. You're not standing on political agendas anymore. And so it's been a year, and have they harvested the you know, I'll just say those Republicans and Democrats that are absolutely frustrated and pissed off at their party? Where do they have to go? Where is their hope? Well, it's not at the Constitution Party yet, because they haven't had the real conversations of making the change. So here's the problem. And this is a standard problem, and it is, there's nothing you can do about it. As a matter of fact, it's one of those things I learned a long, long time ago, and I promised I was going to go through this in content-wise as far as control and how to control your behavior so that you can actually change to improve your life, because, you know, there's these things that you do that you go, why am I doing this, you know, because you just don't know. The older you get, the harder it is to invoke change. And unfortunately, with parties, those people who are in control, if you look at the Democratic Party, even it is under control by old people. But their agenda is communism, where the Republican Party is the same thing. It's to support light communism and not to counter them too far, not to actually have a good logical argument, which is why Rand Paul, I believe, is, you know, he's on the take, or either that or he's illiterate, because he's calling on people to use civil disobedience. I see other people that are illiterate that are calling on civil disobedience instead of using petitions to start or getting organized and start attacking the government at the local level and at all different levels by using First Amendment petitions and or common law grand juries. Those are the tools we have. Civil disobedience is unconstitutional. Anywho, let me get back to what I was talking about here, because we were just talking about the invasion and how it is just creating this chaos. Now, everybody sees this SARS and COVID, you know, and these little, you know, I don't want to say these pandemics, but there were all these different outbreaks, right? You know, the swine flu, the pig flu. All of a sudden, the flu has been eradicated. I mean, what the heck happened? The question is, was this flu that was being thrown out every few years or changing and morphing, was that really a natural occurrence that the flu was always happening? Or was that something that we bought into because they were playing biological warfare at a global scale for a long time? I will tell you that Adam Weishaupt, when he committed this plan or strategy of global control, that was back in 1776, and it has been moving forward. And if you don't think it's legitimate, if you do not think that this, you know, that this is just a popular conspiracy theory, go to reclaimingtherepublic.org, and I believe it's on my podcast page, where we have an exposure of the conspiracy to destroy all religions and governments of Europe. And that was written in 1792, when they started exposing Adam Weishaupt, the Illuminati, and all of these things that they were trying to do. And it was a little bit more obvious back then, but they've gotten better and better at concealing and, you know, utilizing fronts and puppets and different, you know, mechanisms so that they don't get exposed anymore. As a matter of fact, if you talk to G. Edward Griffin, he can tell you that they already know who these players are. Who the key players that are currently living, moving this agenda forward. And it's kind of scary, the fact that we're this far and they've been able to move this far along. But here, if there's any hope, I just want to show you that our Constitution has prevailed to this point. If we don't make a last stand in demanding full compliance to the Constitution, which we have all the legal standing and all the power necessary in the states to do this, if we don't do this, it's gone. So I'm talking about SARS and COVID, right? Because we're talking about the signs. And, you know, there's the plagues and the pestilence that's going to kill people. They have been engineering and developing, because we've even proven this, that over the years it has been morphing. I am actually submitting that the flu, because it's gone and they're only managing this more lethal virus, it supports the concept that the flu was not naturally migrating. Because where is it? The massive inflation and our currency and the insolvency financially around the world. As a matter of fact, there are banks that are having IT problems and access problems. They're starting to create a calamity over currency with cryptocurrency, bitcoins, and everything else. And everybody's telling me, oh, well, bitcoin's the way to go, or that, you know, this is what you got to do with the cryptocurrency. I am telling you that other than gold and silver and tangible property that you can hold in your hand, when they go to a cashless society, everything else will collapse. Bitcoin will be shut down. Everything will be shut down because they will force everybody into a single currency system. That's what it says. And so all of this confusion over currency is setting the stage for this. I'm telling you, these are signs. These are legitimate signs that will actually help you see how we're going to get to where they want us to be. And so this massive inflation regarding our currency and everything else, there you go. If you look at Israel, right now, there have been things and events that have made significant changes. And as a matter of fact, Trump, I believe, did one key thing. He actually moved the embassy to Jerusalem. And that in itself, by recognizing Jerusalem as the capital, what they call Tel Aviv, right? So that right there was a key event. There are so many other little things, but one of the things you want to consider is, you know, all of this death and everything else, Israel is 80% inoculated with this virus, or I should say with the vaccine, which vaccines and so forth. And they're finding that the 80% has been vaccinated, and I think it's over 60% of the people that are dying are vaccinated people. So that's the numbers that you have in a test environment that we're going to start seeing. And we already know they're inflating and misrepresenting the numbers. So how much more are all of these bad things happening? And actually, if you look at everything I just went through, from the voter fraud, the supply chain, the invasion, SARS, all of these different things, do you think these are just naturally occurring because, you know, market pressures have created this stuff? Or do you believe that everything has been manipulated to create all of these things to happen at the same time? That's a question. Do you believe that this is all happening by circumstance? You know, it's just, you know, coincidence. Or do you believe that this is all because the evidence is there that they're manipulating all of this? And they told us a long time ago they wanted to go to a cashless society. But my point is, read Revelations, take the time.
To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires two-thirds of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. Folks, as you know, online fraud is on the rise, and it's more important than ever for your new and existing customers to be able to determine whether they are using a website with a secured connection. If you didn't know, Google mandated in 2017 that all data submitted to its linked websites must be secure with SSL certificates. Without SSL certificates, your site is listed by Google as not secure. In other words, without these certificates, your site will be harder to find, and this will impact new traffic and ultimately your revenue. Whether you're a blogger or in e-commerce, AdLocal will help protect your website from all forms of data breaches, phishing scams, and build a secure environment for your businesses, big or small. Contact AdLocal by calling 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com for custom pricing. As a reminder, if you have any questions or comments, we have a 24-hour comment line, 425-270-5416.
Okay, so the last thing that I really want to kind of cover, and then I have some thoughts and so forth, and it looks like we'll get into the market, because actually this is all marketing. This really is marketing. This monologue is marketing. What is it going to take? So the last thing I want to point out, regarding everything that you see in front of you and the manipulation and everything else, if you look at why the world is not even aware of what the heck is going on, is because of the grip of addictions that has everybody or so many people by the neck, by their wallet, by all of these, you know, things. And if you don't think I'm on the mark on this, look at all the different addictions that there are. There's pornography, which is an insidious addiction. And as a matter of fact, when I moved to Spokane, it was one of those things that just jumped out because you saw it in the billboards about addiction to, you know, sex, addiction to pornography. It is a real addiction. It's the same thing with video games. It's the same thing with alcohol and drugs and gambling, which is rampant. Addiction is rampant in the world. Now, fortunately for third world nations, their addiction is to survive. And so they've been basically illiterate, and they're doing everything they can to survive. So they're an easy target for manipulation. But in an educated, enlightened society, the best thing you can do to actually make them enable, you put them in a cocoon when you get them addicted, because they can't leave their comfort. They are trapped. And so when you start looking at these folks, I mean, look at Mike Lindell. I mean, he himself is a testament that you can break addiction, but the will that it takes to do that is huge. That's why they say a crack addiction, somebody getting off crack, is very hard. and the addiction properties of all of these things, from pornography, from gambling, from gaming, all of these things. You know, oh, it's not, it consumes your time. So instead of getting out and getting involved in your community, you're playing video games, you're looking at porn, you're drinking, you're partying, or your sports, you're addicted to the sports. I mean, seriously, how many people that you know that still are engaged in watching sports or involved in football, NBA, or the rest of this? How many of those people would you say are rationally thinking when you look at what the heck's going on? The one thing that we could actually scuttle that would not hurt us is the entertainment industry, which includes professional sports. I mean, do we really need to be, you know, I guess some people say, well, it's nice to have something to get our minds off of things. Well, we got each other to do that. But do we really need to be pumping billions of dollars into an industry that is working ardently to destroy us? Folks, come on. If you don't, what is it going to take? If you don't start getting awake and if you don't start acting now, my phone should be ringing off the hook 24/7. It should be, and it's not. What is it going to take? And what is it going to take you to grab other people by the hair on the back of their neck and jerk them backwards and say, do you realize what's going on? What is it going to take? Now, let me give you some things that have kind of happened that just have jumped out at me. And I said, you know what? How is this not being talked about? Now, I may have said this before, but what we have in front of us, and if this next election creates the condition where we take back the Senate and the House, then there needs to be a clamoring from everybody to demand Biden testify, because we've already had Miley in front of Congress testify, and he said things that actually indicted Biden. Now we got to get Biden to come back, because we're going to be able to, because right now we can't do anything. We can't do anything until we have Biden's testimony, because we can actually, I was going to use some really bad words, but we can actually prosecute Miley and get rid of him and take away his retirement and everything else and all these other players, or we can actually impeach Biden. And I'm telling you that in the process of impeaching Biden, we would have to impeach Kamala Harris as well. Because, and as a matter of fact, here's the thing. If we actually take back Congress, we might actually be able to get Congress to wake up and actually fix the problem of the lawsuit that's sitting in front of them. If you don't know about the lawsuit, because I don't go on and on about it enough, go to our petitions page. There is an active lawsuit regarding the Electoral College. And when we look at what happened in 2020 and what Congress did, Congress was the one that threw America and the Constitution under the bus. They should have rejected the Electoral College. Well, at this point in time, Congress, if we actually change it out, Congress would have the opportunity and the authority to say, you know what, we actually made a mistake, that Congress should have thrown out the Electoral College in 2020, because this lawsuit is waking us up and it's forcing us to do the right thing. And halfway through, and this would be interesting because it wouldn't count as a Trump term. It would actually be less than 2 years, because it would happen in 2023. Right? Because the 2022 election would cause the change. It would take the Congress being seated in 2023, and they would be able to then invoke the 12th Amendment, you know, in basically replying to the lawsuit. Things would just be perfectly in place to actually get Trump to actually be the what do you want to call it, the 47th president, the 45th to 47th? Anyway, and Congress could actually undo everything that Biden did, because he was unconstitutionally seated. Everything he signed would be null and void. because he was not the constitutional president. All bills would then be flushed. But does Congress have the backbone? Folks, you know, this may be a pipe dream. And in reality, it probably is, because Congress, one, doesn't have the backbone, and Congress, two, is controlled by the globalists. So even though there's this hope, and we're doing everything right to actually create these conditions, that's what we've been doing with Reclaiming the Republic and working with all these different groups. And I should say I'm working with We the People Foundation, Bob Schultz. I'm working with the National Liberty Alliance with John Durash and Gerard. I don't know Gerard's last name. Forgive me. I'm really bad with names. But and the good people at the National Liberty Alliance. These are great people, patriots, as well as G. Edward Griffin, as well as other people. You've heard me say bad, disparaging things regarding, you know, groups like the John Birch Society. They have an opportunity to pull their heads out of their backsides, if you know what I mean. They have the opportunity. Will they? The Constitution Party. I'm thankful for working with those in the Constitution Party who actually understand the Constitution and understand what I'm talking about. And other people that are politicians that are understanding this. We need you to get involved. We have a movement we want you to be a part of, and this movement will actually change the outcome of politics in the 2022 election. Please, please, please get involved. Now, government and these other agencies and non-government agencies are mandating vaccinations, and so I just want to understand, and I want you to understand, that this is not an enumerated power delegated to government. And so what we have to do is we have to start letting people know that as they push forward these vaccinations, as we start pushing forward and you getting involved, then all who created and or enforced mandates will be impeached when we take over. When we get to a point where we have the level of control, those people will be impeached. And that's not it. When we finally have that level of control, we will and must get justice. And so every person that pushed these mandates, every person that pushed these masks and all of these unconstitutional edicts upon the American people, they will all be thrown in, you know, into court. Those who push these mandates of vaccinations, though, they're responsible for killing people. And even though we can't, because they've created, and actually it's unconstitutional, government can't create indemnity towards these, they don't have the power to say you can't go after these pharmaceutical companies. That's not enumerated in the Constitution to indemnify any agency or any corporation or anybody. It's not in the Constitution. So it's absolute corruption that's doing all of this. Therefore, all will be brought to the judgment seat. All will be brought into court, and they will all have an opportunity for justice, and all will face and actually deal with the punishments that they have unleashed upon themselves. Because of all these people that have died, they must answer for it. Anyway, I'm G.R. Mobley. We're Reclaiming the Republic, and we have more to get through. So you definitely want to get the word out. We're doing marketing. God bless.
Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org and let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic.